Well, it was obviously the commemoration of the year from when the protests started. And we thought the contrast between the beginning of very peaceful protests and the situation now was worth noting. I mean, a lot of things have gotten worse. The strategies, the tactics of the government of Syria have not made it a more stable, orderly situation. It's created a lot of chaos, and we thought that was worth pointing out.
What's the bottom line priority in the statement that you issued?
Well, first and foremost, the government has to cease the violence against the civilian population. You can't move forward on political reforms. You can't rebuild social cohesion in the middle of these kinds of attacks. And we have to convince them that there is a better way. That, in fact, to point Kofi Annan to this kind of position shows how important the international community believes this is. Former Secretary General, someone who has a great deal of experience in terms of mediation. He's someone who the authorities in Syria really can't say no to in terms of giving him access, listening to his arguments. There'd been a real problem before in terms of the international community getting access to the leaders in Damascus. So I think that will change now. And I think Kofi Annan also should have some credibility with the opposition and certainly with the other countries as well.
In the statement, you say that there's strong and growing evidence that crimes against humanity are being committed. Can you talk about what that strong and growing evidence is?
Well, clearly the kinds of attacks on cities with modern weaponry, whether it's mortars or artillery or rockets, clearly is simply killing far more than simply those who are resisting in an armed way, and it's just wiping out whole neighborhoods. And we notice that since there was the two vetoes on the last attempted Security Council resolution, that in fact the intensity of those attacks have increased rather than decreasing.
Do you have anything else you want to say about the statement or what your office is advocating for in terms of international action?
It seems to us that a military solution is not the way to go. We can understand the calls for arming the opposition, but we feel that that, in fact, is the strength of the government, is the military, and that we really don't want to see a full-scale civil war going on in Syria. That doesn't serve anyone's interests. What we do think is important is to keep the political pressure on the government. We feel that the political legitimacy of the regime is ebbing day by day as they carry out these kinds of attacks. And we see this through the acts of the General Assembly, the Human Rights Council, the Arab League. People have been very clear that this is simply the wrong way to go. And in addition, many states and regional organizations have undertaken sanctions. And those economic sanctions could have a real bite on the government and some of the groups that are allied with it within the country. So we think through a combination of economic pressure and political pressure and keeping the diplomatic options open through Kofi Annan's diplomacy, that's the best course. To try to turn this into a full-scale military contest really is not the way to go.
You said that arming the opposition isn't the way to go because it's the government's strength. You mean that they have a strong enough military to put down any sort of fight?
In any situation like this, there's a question of what is the narrative. The government's narrative has been that it's fighting against an armed opposition. We don't think it's right to give validity to that, and we don't think we're at that point yet. But on the other hand, if one couches this as a political and social movement that has to be dealt with through peaceful means, that to us is a far better way to go. And that undermines the argument of the government that somehow it is the protector of order. Because in fact, the government is the one that's causing the disorder. And they're in fact trying to make it a self-fulfilling prophecy. By saying we face an armed opposition, they're almost trying to create an armed opposition by the way they're acting. And that, unfortunately, is something that could be destructive for everybody in the end. We would like to see a peaceful resolution. We would like to see a unified Syria. No one has any designs on Syrian territory or sovereignty. But the government has to respect international law and has to respect the rights of its citizens to life and to a proper ability to express their political opinions. And we don't want to see this end up in being a sectarian conflict in which different parts of the society are pitted against each other. And the way the government is going is deepening those sectarian divides. And that's something that in the long run could produce really mass atrocities that could be just horrendous, not only for Syria, but for the whole region, because these sectarian lines don't stop at the borders, and they can affect other countries in the region. So this is not simply an internal matter for Syria. It is a potential threat for international peace and security.